this morning from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning, good morning, good morning. We often talk about the NCAA, and we talk about, you know, National Signing Day, and you know, these schools when they get put on probation, and NCAA loves about being talking about integrity and credibility. But, man, this University of Miami case is crazy, where they're investigating University of Miami. Then we find out, they said they have lack of institutional control, but the NCAA had lack of institutional control with one of their investigators and actually fired a VP. So can we actually believe this so-called place of integrity? Jay Bielis is an ESPN analyst, also a lawyer and man. He goes in on the NCAA more than I do on Twitter. Jay joins us this morning. Hey, Jay.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great, man. You are always swinging against the NCAA. And look, it's amazing how even in this case and others, they talk about integrity and credibility when, man, it sounds like they're the ones who need to be put on probation.
Well, the NCAA does do a fair amount of moralizing, and I am critical from time to time of some of the policies and the actions and the contradictions. I'm generally supportive of the people that I do think that within the offices of the NCAA, there are really good people that are trying to do the right thing, but the structure and the rules and the policies make it really difficult to do that. In this instance, Roland, I think we've got a major problem that is not being handled appropriately, and that is, we had this horribly inappropriate action within the enforcement department that was taken, where they essentially hired the attorney of a convicted felon to misuse the federal bankruptcy process to gain information that they otherwise couldn't have gained. And it was an abusive process, it was unethical, and it was wrong, and I think that most people, most fair-minded people, realize that. When the NCAA did their external investigation, they looked only into that action and nothing else, and didn't look at their entire enforcement process, which I think is flawed and wrong, and left it only at that one action, and stopped at their director of enforcement, the VP, Julie Rolash, fired her, and then absolved all above her of responsibility, even though they had knowledge and approved it. And I think that's wrong, and it goes counter to everything they talk about, as you mentioned, about accountability and doing the right thing and sort of all the moralizing that they do.
What bothers me is that they make it clear they don't believe players should be paid, things along those lines. But you got an NCAA president, Mark Emmert, being paid about $1.6 million a year, which is double what he's being paid as a college president. So it just amazes me how the executives are making tons of money, but they still say, oh, no, to the player, you can't get that free hat or T-shirt.
So are the coaches. The coaches are making more money than that.
Yeah, I don't agree with the amateurism principle. I think that the players should be allowed more and that they shouldn't be restricted. But you know, as I think all of us agree, those are separate issues. The issues with enforcement than that.
Right.
You know, that's an issue of policy with which I differ with the NCAA. The amateurism piece of the puzzle is, I've always found it really interesting that they say that an athlete should be treated like any other student when they're talking about academic issues and all that. And then they say, but the athlete is the only person in the university community that's restricted in any way, that everybody else can receive money from outside sources or get paid by the school or do whatever they want without jeopardizing their scholarship, without being denigrated or called names, or without being punished. But the athlete, the one who brings in all the money, is required to be an amateur and can accept only a scholarship, and that's it. And I find that to be patently unfair and wrong.
Do you think getting into this that you're going to find out the emperor has no clothes on here in terms of the bare basics of and all the corruption and things that are wrong within the NCAA?
You know, I think we've already found that, and it's just a question of whether they're going to own up to it and do the right thing. I don't see any evidence that they will right now, especially given how flimsy and targeted that quote-unquote investigation was. I don't think it was an investigation at all. So I don't hold out much hope for that. I do believe in most of the people that work there. But I think the leadership, especially the leadership of the president, Mark Emmert, has clearly failed.
Jay Beeler, always a pleasure, man. Listen to you. Thanks so much for your insight.
Thank you.